Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Warning. Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us this week as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, a few things you may notice again. So sorry for my voice. I am still feeling a little under the weather and trying to rebound. But, you know, again, I know we missed Wednesday's episode and I wanted to make sure that we came back. If you know anything about me, you know that I hate missing episodes if we don't have to. So really appreciate it if you just hang in there with me and kind of get through the frog in the throat stuff. But I promise you, I'm going to do my absolute best job I can for you this week. You may also notice that Olivia is not with me, which I know it has been a weird couple of weeks. Olivia actually had a final exam that she was studying for and just needed to make sure that, you know, she got done and did the best she could on. So this is just going to be me this week. I do promise you, I give you my word, on Wednesday, Olivia will be back with us. Thank you for kind of navigating the vacation and then me just getting sick out of nowhere. If you are a parent and you have kids who have recently gone back to school, there is a good chance that, you know, somebody has brought something to your house as well. I don't know what happened on like Tuesday afternoon of last week. I just had a little tickle in my throat. And by the end of the day, I was just down for the count. So trying to get better, trying to rebound there. If you were going through anything similar, just know that I greatly feel for you. I'm sending all of my sympathy out. I hope you get to feel better soon because I definitely know that, you know, as much as we love our kids, they are little petri dishes, and it definitely sucks when we're not feeling good. So hope you all get better soon if you're experiencing anything like I am. I also want to say again, just a huge thank you. Anytime, you know, Olivia and I are feeling under the weather or, you know, heaven forbid there's like some kind of, you know, personal thing going on, the support and the outreach and people checking in from this community, it always just, it truly melts my heart. We've been doing this for years and, you know, we've gone through some things because we're just people who do a podcast. And it's like every time I'm surprised at the amount of people who have something kind to say, who check in. And, you know, I shouldn't be at this point. Again, we've been doing this for years, but it's just absolutely mind-blowing to know that, you know, we're part of such an amazing community of people who care so much and again, are just so kind to one another. So if you did reach out and whether it was on Facebook or sending a text or anything like that, just know that greatly appreciate you. And again, just rebounding as fast as I can, but thank you for being there and for being willing to check in on me. So I again, just greatly, greatly appreciate everyone in this amazing community. So with that being said, we are going to jump into this week's case. And I do want to make sure that I am giving a warning. Okay. I know that there are certain things that trigger certain people. And this case is a little bit of a rough one. It was a hard one for me to research. It's not incredibly long, but it is just incredibly skin crawled worthy. And it does involve children, and it does involve, you know, sexual abuse and children with disabilities. So if anything like that is going to, you know, trigger you or make you uncomfortable, I want to give you a warning up front. Please skip this one, because like I said, it was really hard for me to research. And, you know, I'm not as interesting as the case is. There are always certain aspects of things that I'm not, you know, necessarily super looking forward to breaking down in detail. But, you know, I don't want this one to come at you blind or anything like that. So if you are sensitive to those things, again, just wanted to give you that warning. Please go ahead and turn this one off. But you know, if you're going to go through it with me, again, we'll take the ride together. Olivia's not here, so not a whole lot of Gabby Gabby to do, but we'll jump right into the stabby stabby and get on into it. So for this week's case, we have to start in Carlsbad, California in 2016. When a 7-year-old little girl told her mother that she no longer wanted to go anywhere with her family friend and occasional babysitter, 22-year-old Brittany Mae Lyon. Lyon was working on a degree that involved child development. She worked as an instructional aide at the St. Elio Elementary School in the San Marcos Unified School District. She was also employed at the YMCA of Oceanside. But Lyon seemed to get most of her work advertising on childcare websites like care.com. And in these postings, she shared that she was especially interested in working with children with disabilities. On the surface, Brittany Lyon seemed well-educated, caring, and trustworthy. But what the 7-year-old girl would share with her mother would unmask a truly evil monster. You see, Lyon was taking this little girl and other children to the home of her boyfriend, 22-year-old Samuel Cabrera Jr. And once there, the couple would sexually abuse these kids. When the girl finally told her mother what was happening, she immediately contacted the police. And after a short chase, Cabrera Jr. was taken into custody and his vehicle was searched. Inside, they found a double locked box. And when detectives discovered what it contained, they were sickened. Inside were 6 computer hard drives, each with hundreds of videos depicting Lyon and Cabrera sexually abusing the children. And in some cases, they even drugged or physically assaulted them. Investigators also discovered dozens of videos taken by Lyon of unsuspecting victims. This included videos of women and girls in changing rooms at clothing stores, bathrooms, and locker rooms in the area. When news broke of the arrest, other parents came forward, and more details came to light. It was determined that victims ranged in age from 3 to 7 years old, of which 2 had been diagnosed with autism and 1 was nonverbal. The victim's parents shared that they had hired Lyon after finding her on a childcare site. One mother would share that Lyon would babysit the girl at their home during the week, but on some weekends, Lyon would take the child out for, quote, excursions, telling the mother that these trips would help her with her research papers that she needed to write for school, which was all a ruse used to coordinate abuse with Cabrera. The investigation also determined that the assaults didn't just happen at Cabrera's home. In some cases, the abuse would occur at Lyon's residence, or he would come to the victim's residence when Lyon's was there. Detectives also found text messages between the couple, in which Lyon would barter the children for things like fancy dates. Brittany Lyon and Samuel Cabrera were arrested in July of 2016. Both would originally plead not guilty and be held on a $2.6 million bail. In 2019, Cabrera would be found guilty of 35 molestation charges. He would be sentenced to 8 life sentences without the possibility of parole, plus an additional 300 years in prison on top of that. And maybe because of his sentence, Brittany Lyon seemed to change her mind, pleading guilty in May of this year. And on August 14, 2025, the now 31-year-old was sentenced to 100 years to life in prison. Now, under current California elder parole laws, she may have a chance at parole once she hits 50 years old, meaning she could potentially only serve 28 years of her life sentence. To combat this, the District Attorney's Office is a sponsor of Senate Bill 286, which, if passed, would exclude convicted sex offenders from applying for elderly parole. Now, at her sentencing, Brittany Lyon offered an apology to the victims' families, saying, "You trusted me to keep your children safe, and instead I placed them in harm's way." But to the parents of the victim, no apology could ever undo the hurt, trauma, and betrayal experienced because of her. So that's this week's case. And I have to tell you, you know, kind of like I mentioned in the beginning, this one really found a way under my skin. You know, just as a parent, which I know a lot of people listening, your blood was probably boiling because you're a parent as well, right? So to think that you could use a reputable childcare site like, you know, care.com or, you know, sitter.com or something of that nature, and you think that, you know, you're finding somebody with these qualifications that you're probably, you know, going to be safe and things of that nature, just to have something terrible like this happen, you know? And honestly, you know, I don't even necessarily think you can fault something like the childcare site, right? If this person doesn't have any criminal background and, you know, by all accounts, right, they were going to college for child care development and, you know, worked at the YMCA and worked in the school district, right? Like on paper, you would probably never think that this person was capable of being such a monster. And then, you know, they get into your home and it's insidious. It's just, it's like a disease that spreads everywhere. And, you know, not only are you taking advantage of children, but you're, you know, taking advantage of children who deal with disabilities. And, you know, like, that's a special kind of evil. It is a true monster who can hurt a child, but this is like on a whole, it's like you're hunting for victims that you know won't say anything or you hope won't say anything because of a certain set of circumstances. And it is just absolutely disgusting. And, you know, while 100 years and 300 years sound like a hell of a sentence, like, I don't know if there is enough time that you can give to Cabrera and Lyon for what they did. This is one of those ones where it doesn't seem like there is ever really a sentence that is going to, I mean, I honestly, even like the death penalty, I've talked about it before. I'm not a fan of the death penalty. There's financial reasons, moral reasons, things of that nature. But even in this case, it's like, I don't think the death penalty would be a suitable punishment for this. Like, I can't think of anything that would fit the crime that they've committed as far as, you know, a punishment stance. It's just, I don't know. Not, it feels like you have to throw the book at them, beat them with the book. I don't know. But, you know, again, just from a parent's perspective, and it's so hard. Like, I know we're very careful about, you know, who babysits our kid, right? Like who our child spends time with, who is in that circle, right? And, you know, you want to do everything you can to do it right and to keep your child safe. And, you know, I'm sure these parents were like, well, look at, you know, this Brittany lady, like she wants to work with kids with disabilities. She's, you know, got this experience and that experience. You probably think that you're bringing someone amazing into your home, you know, and once they're in there again, it's just that monster being unleashed. So if we're talking deadbolt test for me, this is a 10 all day. I mean, this is like my Spinal Tap moment. I'd put it at 11. I'd crank it to 11. Like, this is an absolutely terrifying scenario for me. And I just, you know, pray that anybody who's listening to this and myself included, we just never have to face anything like this. And for the families of the victims, I just truly do hope that you find peace in any way that you can. As you know, I know it's going to take years and, you know, decades to get to a place where, you know, hopefully you feel safe again and you can begin to heal. But I can't imagine what kind of damage this does to erode trust and, you know, to have to repair relationships. And, you know, there's, when you're a child and you don't feel safe, those feelings reverberate into adulthood in ways that you're still dealing with. You know, like I've had my own things where, you know, I didn't feel safe as a child all the time. And, you know, being in therapy as a 40-year-old person, you still talk about those things. So, you know, I really do hope that at some point these families are able to find some level of peace and solace and, you know, work through this as best you can. But that's me. I'm going to put this one at 11. I guess we'll say 10 technically, because that's the top of the scale. But if I could, I would put it at 11. But as always, I want to hear from you, the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the case of Brittany Lyon fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what the heck are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to get the opportunity to spend time with you, get to know you. Again, just have you as part of our amazing community. So if you'd like to join, there is actually a link in the description of the episode that you're listening to right now. And as always, we have the Patreon, right? If you want to sign up and help us out, we got stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. That's patreon.com/checkthelocks. You can get signed up today. We usually talk about that a little bit more, but I can't help it on cases like these. Just hug your kids, man. Hug them, tell them that you love them, you know, that you're glad that they're safe. And because there's really are monsters out in the world, you know, and if you have the opportunity to put your arms around your kid and they're in a good situation, just tell them that you love them. So that's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you're subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. We will see you again next week with another truly terrifying true crime case. I promise you, Olivia will be back on Wednesday. But until then, make sure you check those locks. Stay safe out there. We'll see you next time.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.